Hey everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Bowes and I'm joined tonight by my old mate, Steve Sweeney. Steve's going to be helping us navigate through some of the stories that the mainstream media probably would rather were left alone. Now, Steve, we're starting in Ukraine. The lights have gone out, as you can see, on a lot of Western equipment this week. A couple of HIMARS systems, a couple of Abrams tanks, all lights out time. And of course, when you think about the desperate nature of trying to pull people into the Ukrainian military, Steve, we got this poor dude. They're coming up with smarter and smarter ways to sort of lure these poor Abrams drivers, F-16 pilots, all these guys. They're so desperate to join the Ukrainian military that they are playing these theatrical games with these commissars. Let's have a look, Steve. So what they're doing is, he won't come out because he's so eager to join to get his new Abrams, right? The engine's running outside, nice new shiny Abrams. So what they're going to do is they're going to actually turn the lights out in his apartment. Check it out, right? They turn the lights out. The poor dude comes out to switch them back on. And watch what happens. Boom, like Spider-Man fight. Boom, they grab him and they drag him in.
Amazing.
It's not good, is it?
Well, it's hardly a ringing endorsement for the Ukrainian armed forces.
Yeah, it's a great recruitment video. Yeah, lights out. Lights out in Ukraine. And of course, this sort of defines what's going on over there, right? It's gone down the shitter. The whole project is panning, right? And, of course, this phone call. The call was actually released and it was, discovered and broken to the media by Margarita Simonyan, our boss. And the story of this is just fantastic, okay? Now, these guys have just... the German intelligence group in charge of counterintelligence... This story isn't about the fact that the Germans are going to bomb Russian territory. The story has now become about the fact that, that this is pro-Putin propaganda. It's nothing to do with the fact that these guys wanted to essentially start the Third World War.
Yeah, I mean, I broke this story on RT. I was quite astonished. I couldn't believe that people could be so stupid. I thought initially, well, this must be artificial intelligence, but it turned out it was no intelligence.
Boom,
exactly.
But anyway, let's have a listen to the senior officers discussing how we will implement our plans in Russia without anybody knowing. Aha, let's watch.
Ich würde gerne nochmal schnell ergänzen wegen der Brücke, weil wir die uns intensiv angeguckt haben und die Brücke ist leider aufgrund ihrer Größe.
Like an airfield, due to its size.
Yeah.
What will we do about that, Stefan? Have your plan on my desk by 12 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Jawohl.
Jawohl. Jawohl.
But anyway, so what they're saying is that this was a massive operation by Russian intelligence. They're everywhere. They're back. The KGB are back. You know, these dudes with holes cut in the newspaper. You know, everywhere you go.
Yeah, everyone's spying. Everyone's, you know.
But in reality, these clowns, okay, they're clowns. The four most senior officers in the German Luftwaffe have decided to have this really, really sensitive call. Let's call it sensitive. On basically an open source, like a kind of a Zoom type, Skype type system.
Yeah,
it's absolutely remarkable. So, the boys up in Ljubljana here didn't have to launch a massive operation to infiltrate the Luftwaffe.
No, this was just could have been something.
They just logged in. They just
logged in. And what was the password?
Ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf. Fünftig. Talking of fünftig, remember the time old Adolf decided he was going to drop 50 million kilograms of bombing on, I think it was London, and he said, if they did that, we will drop twice as many bombs. You can check it out here. He's quite an interesting dude, old Adolf. God love him.
It wasn't all bad.
Well, this whole thing, isn't there, about everybody spying on Germany. If you go back to the NSA scandal, that when that broke, and it transpired that under the Obama administration, Angela Merkel's phone was being hacked, and Germany was being spied on.
Yeah.
And
there was
widespread condemnation at the time.
Yeah.
But there was
one guy in the back of the room with a Denmark flag on. Look, a Denmark flag on.
Denmark.
Helping
Hello.
Americans. Yeah. So the room is full. Okay, everybody here who didn't have anything to do with this, put your hand up. The Danish dude.
Who's
a bit rough. And Steve-O, the Western media, of course, when the US, the NSA were caught spying on their mates, it's what you do. You get on well with your neighbor, you drill a hole in his wall, you check him out getting in the shower. I know you do that. But, I mean, this is what America was doing. And even the sort of completely independent Western media, of course, we know that the Western media, Operation Mockingbird, that never happened. The CIA never, personally bribed 400 high-level journalists in the States, Steve. That never happened. So the independent media, Politico, had something to say about getting spied on.
Well, exactly, Shay. This is quite astonishing. They said, though, they published an article that said that it's good to be spied on by the United States. Now, here's the quote. It says, "The United States should spy on Germany, and contrary to popular belief, there is no agreement within NATO about espionage on other members."
And there was no agreement written down that we wouldn't expand eastward and start this
exactly the same.
Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, what about who was in charge during this whole show?
Well,
our old pal.
It's somebody very familiar.
Ursula von der Leyen, my old pal. I love Ursula. She's a cracker. She was the Minister of Defence at the time. She was involved in a big scandal because she was handing very, very lucrative gigs to all her mates. Meanwhile, her husband, of course, is also quite intimately linked to some
in
of the
pharmaceutical business.
Let's say the pharmaceutical business.
The pharmaceutical
Steve.
Business.
Boom. Okay, well, we're moving on now from Europe. We're heading stateside to Columbia University, one of the top seats of learning in the United States. And from one pretty pernicious lady to another one, from Ursula von der Leyen to our old pal, Hillary Stevo.
Well, yeah, this is quite something. She was speaking at this hypocritical or conference, hypocrisy conference at the Columbia University. She was, I mean, who would you want speaking out against sexual violence but good old Hillary Clinton?
Yeah. Let's have a listen to what our reception was.
I don't think it went quite as well as she was expecting.
No, it wasn't so good.
Thank you very much.
Hillary Diane Ronald Clinton.
That's my name. That's right.
You're talking to the hand, Steve-O, because the face ain't listening.
Look at the face. Yeah.
The chin is disappearing up into the cerebellum. Look.
It's that fake smile, that
lack of... The chin is disappearing.
I'm staring into the distance.
Yep, I don't hear you. So let's not forget Hillary back in 1996, 1,000 years ago, not for us youths. Well, you went around in 1996, were you, Steve? I wasn't there. But back then, Hillary made some very prophetic pronouncements and announcements about super predators. It's almost as if she knew who she was going to marry and what he was going to become. Check it.
We need to take these people on. They are often connected to big drug cartels. They are not just gangs of kids anymore. They are often the kinds of kids that are called super predators. No conscience, no empathy. We can talk about why they ended up that way, but first we have to bring them to heel.
So let's talk about super predators and where they come from. Now, when we're talking about drug trafficking, Colombia is one of the global hotspots. Crime is soaring through the roof. And we've seen this week a video of a man who is trying to escape one of those drug cartels by pretending to be a homeless man. Let's have a look at the video of this. And here you can see, look, he's just coming into the screen. Now, there he is, just taking
this
his clothes off.
Crazy.
Throwing them away and lying down on the floor. I mean, it seems very primitive.
You're doing a kind of a sports commentary on this.
Yeah, great.
It's just for goodness sake.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
He's managed to fool them all somehow.
Now he's up again, yeah?
Yeah. Off.
So that's it. So nobody sees the homeless, right? Even in Colombia.
Well, that's... That's, yeah.
They're invisible.
They're invisible.
Well, they're not invisible in Ireland.
And there he was lying.
The only problem, he had done that in Dublin, where there's 13,000 people living on the streets, kids, children, 3,000 kids. You wouldn't be able to pick them out, or in London, because there's so many homeless people that sleep everywhere in tents.
Streets,
you have tent cities in the richest country in Europe, in Ireland. Yeah. Outside of the actual immigration building, as you can see, you can check it out here, outside of the Dublin's immigration office, there's rows and rows of tents, Steve.
Yeah.
So it's a complete show, right?
Yeah, completely.
But who is intimately linked, would you say, into this whole drugs gig?
Well,
it's a funny one, isn't it? It's not something you'd immediately think.
It might be something that's unexpected. Who is behind this increase in drugs and homicides in Colombia? Now, the CIA obviously has a long history of interference and involved in the drug smuggling trade across that whole region. Is it them?
No, it's the Israelis, bro. Our old pals. And, of course, this link to Israel with the drugs trade. This dude, what was his name, Steve?
Assi Ben Mouche.
Assi Ben Mouche is a really interesting dude. He's making a ton of money in Colombia. And interestingly, something else about Israel, talking about Epstein Island and stuff.
Yeah.
Israel has also become a hotbed for paedophiles moving from the United States to take refuge over there. And there's actual articles about this in the US media, as you can see.
In fact, Assi Ben Mouche himself was arrested on charges of paedophilia.
He's just switched the gig to do the drug stuff, right?
But we have a video, I think, of a US congressman
uh-huh.
with this incredible outburst mm-hmm. about Israel and criticizing
it's
Israel.
It's anti-Semitic, though.
Anti-Semitic, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's have a watch.
Are you concerned about
the
children?
Let me make it clear. Let me make it clear. Israel is our ally, will always be our ally.
Even if they commit war crimes?
And they are not guilty of genocide, and I will support Israel forever.
If you kill 30,000 people, Israel is your ally.
Israel is your ally.
Yeah. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. Now, by the way, don't be anti-Semitic.
Yeah, everything's anti-Semitic. South Africa,
yeah.
The international... Yeah.
Well, this is you're actually quite an anti-Semite.
And you're, yeah. I think we're both anti-Semitic.
No, speak for yourself. I'm going to always be Israel's ally. It doesn't matter what they do. I don't care. I don't care what you say my husband did, said Hillary. I don't care what Israel does.
Said
you're
Hillary.
You're talking... Steve, stop being an anti-Semite and watch the film. Jesus.
So you are saying you are comfortable with the murder of thousands of children.
The Jewish people will never suffer again under Palestinian terrorism, under Hamas, under Hezbollah.
What about
Israel will be secure.
This is quite,
it's actually quite cool the way he actually goes into the lift. Check it out at the end. He goes into the lift. And I will always support Israel. And that's not going to happen. Boom. And the thing shuts.
Here we go.
He's going in. Watch. And that, my friends, is ding. That.
Incredible.
Yeah, unreal, right? So we're going to go up the continent back into the US, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
An artist has created a really interesting painting.
Interesting?
Yeah. Well,
it's kind interesting.
Of, it's of, you know, Soros, this very, very influential guy. A man never elected to anything. A man behind all kinds of weird and freaky bullshit globally. Let's check out what the actual painting is.
It's quite, Do we have to look at it?
Be careful.
Do we have to look at it?
Sick bag alert.
Hang on, we should put a disclaimer on this, shouldn't we?
Yeah, let's watch it.
Disturbing images ahead.
Uh-huh. Here we go.
You know
this
why?
Part of an open
you get raped
society.
And murdered because George Soros is funding all of these fucking jobs.
Good boy.
And I'm pissed off that everybody's afraid of this little old creepy man and his little dweeby son,
man.
Alex.
This is good. I like this.
Yeah, he's good.
We're going to try and get this guy on the show.
This is the official portrait of George Soros and his dweeby son,
come
Alex.
On,
right?
Come
it's
on,
called
let's have
The Noxious
get on with
Feeding.
It.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's...
Oh, it's kind of good, though. It's... So, Steve-O, tell us a bit about who George Soros' son, who's just taken over this vastly influential foundation. Tell us a little bit about who he's dating.
Well, this just gets murkier and murkier by the minute. Uh-huh. Now, Soros' son is dating a woman called Huma Abedin. Huma Abedin is a very close friend of, you got it, Hillary Clinton, and a former aide to Hillary Clinton, who had to resign when her now ex-husband was found to have been sending unsolicited dick pics to underage girls.
So, Steve-O, how come every time every time you lift the lid off this grimy little nest of rotters, right? How come the same names keep coming out?
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton. Bill, I didn't do nothing wrong. I didn't touch her. I didn't touch her with my body. I touched her with my equipment. I mean,
equipment.
Why are these same freaks all involved? Soros,
Clinton, Israel,
Epstein, there's a huge Zionist influence in here as well. Epstein, and of course, Harvey Weinstein. This creep. Yeah. Who was the darling? And of course,
they're always, it's always the same people at the scene of the crime.
Yeah. And Bono is usually there as well to do the...
Oh, good old Bono.
Good old Boner, Bono.
Bono giving the soundtrack.
I know what I'd give Bono if I'd gone. Okay, so we're staying in the US, Steve-O, and now it's this obsession with TikTok. TikTok is watching us. TikTok is stealing your face. TikTok is looking through your with the tweezers. TikTok is taking over. oh, because it's Chinese. Now, of course, all of these problems will disappear if TikTok miraculously is bought by a very wealthy American. Yeah, so this is nothing to do with the money. So let's check out one of the quotes from the...
These are beautiful, aren't they?
Yeah, let's do it.
Mr. Chu, does TikTok access the home Wi-Fi network?
Only if the user turns on the Wi-Fi. I'm sorry, I may not understand the...
So if I have TikTok app on my phone and my phone is on my home Wi-Fi network, does TikTok access that network?
It will have to access the network to get connections to the internet, if that's the question.
Is it possible then that it could access other devices on that home Wi-Fi network?
Congressman, we do not do anything that is beyond any industry norms. I believe the answer to your question is no. It could be technical. Let me get back to you.
This is remarkable, right? It's like this halfwit, okay, suggesting...
It's not even a halfwit.
But it's the attitude. It's the thing that's... Like,
is it?
I know you're a spy. It's only a matter of time before I break you.
You're going to get into the Wi-Fi.
Is TikTok accessing my Wi-Fi? What?
Are you connected to the
What's
Wi-Fi?
What's that got to do with anything? What has it got to do? Is your brain connected to your mouth? What?
I'm not sure in this case.
But you know what I mean? This is one of let's watch some more.
Of what nation are you a citizen?
Oh, this Singapore.
That's brilliant.
Are you a citizen of any other nation?
Of what? No, Senator.
Have you ever applied for Chinese citizenship?
Senator, I serve my nation in Singapore. I did not.
Do you have a Singaporean passport?
Yes, and I served my military for two and a half years in Singapore.
Do you have any other passports from any other nations?
No, Senator.
Your wife is an American citizen. Your children are American citizens.
Children.
That's correct.
Have you ever applied for American citizenship?
Not yet.
Okay.
That didn't work out too
have you
well,
ever been
did
a member of the Chinese Communist
this
Party?
This is a beauty.
Senator, I'm Singaporean. No.
That it's immediately...
Well, that's the
thing.
This is where, you know, that's the crux of the matter is that they say that TikTok really presents the wrong narrative. They're talking about issues like COVID and Ukraine, where obviously there is only one acceptable narrative, and that's Ukraine.
Well, it's just all part of this sort of repression of the free media.
There was actually an American think tank that looked into this, and surprise, surprise, it found in favour of Google over TikTok. There's a quote. Let's. I'll read it.
Now, they never
now
would say anything pro-Google, as opposed to the Chinese
company. But it says
this was completely balanced and fair. Check this.
Yeah, check this out.
Yeah.
TikTok repeatedly delivered videos containing false claims in the first 20 results, often within the first five. This is according to the report, which goes on to state that Google, by comparison, provided higher quality, less polarizing results with far less misinformation.
Yeah, yeah. It's now, not an advert for Google.
No.
It's not an ad for Google.
What could they, what
no,
could they mean?
No, it's not an ad for Google. It doesn't mean, you know, we're good, they're bad. It's all
I think a sign of,
stroke,
of desperation. Yeah, I was having a little bit of a stroke, yeah. Not the kind you mean. I turned into Joe Biden, I think.
Yeah, you did. You did a bit of it.
I was channeling my inner Biden. It was because I was just about to talk about Joe Biden.
Now, if you wanted to do Joe Biden, you'd have to do this. I've been told to put my hands out in front of myself constantly.
Place hands.
Because if I fall over, I just have to go like that. I've got 30 seconds before I hit the ground to go like this. And here. Hold on, wait a minute. The self-propelled granddad, our old bro. The show wouldn't be the same without our old pal.
Genocide Joe.
Genocide Joe, Sleepy Joe. I'm a nice guy. I got everything wrong. Oh, God damn it, I will. Here he comes. This is his TikTok. It's cringe,
dear.
Bro. Check it out. It's so relaxed. It's so easy going, Steve. Ask me some questions, Steve. Steve, ask me some questions.
Hey.
Ask me some questions, Steve.
How do you think the election campaign is
going? Well, I think the election in Egypt should be a great turnout for the people of Libya. Check him.
Let's have a look at this.
Freak show.
Chiefs or Niners?
Two great quarterbacks. Hard to decide. If I didn't say I was for the Eagles, then I'd be sleeping alone. My wife's a Philly girl.
Game or commercials?
Game.
Game or halftime show?
Game.
Jason Kelce or Travis Kelce?
Mama Kelce. I understand she makes great chocolate chip cookies.
Deviously plotting to rig the season so the Chiefs would make the Super Bowl, or the Chiefs just being a good football team?
Four more years, bro.
Trump or
Biden? Oh, this is so crazy. What is that?
I don't know, man.
Is that what happened to his eyes when he put super glue in there instead of his eye drops? Yeah. Is he so retarded?
Nice.
I mean, is that what happened to him? Like, like that dude, actually, you know, it's what's happening with Joe Biden. He's answering the phone with the TV remote and he's trying to change channel with the iPhone.
So if you thought Joe Biden was bad, and he was, his vice president is no better.
You said he was. He's dead, is he?
Who knows? maybe he is.
Maybe he's not.
Maybe he's being powered by the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, who by knows? TikTok. Well, look, yeah, this is a freak. I mean, people think Biden's bad, but look what would happen if he actually died, which is quite, you know, how likely is it that a 573-year-old man will die, Steve? I think what are the statistics on that?
We could make some up.
Probable, right?
I think probable.
Yeah, he, you know, and 4 more years. So this is what would happen to the United States of America if Joe Biden died tomorrow. This is really freaky. Check this.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been.
See that?
You know?
I
what
can
be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What we can see, what we believe can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been?
Look who's in the picture with it. It's all Bill.
Unburdened by what has been.
What can be mask on there.
Unburdened by what has
unburdened.
Been.
Who we can be.
This just came to
can
mind.
Be. This is the can be.
This just came to mind.
What can
I'm
be.
Not unburdened by.
Maybe she's doing what some Morse code.
Where we can be, unburdened by where we have been, and unburdened by where we are right now.
It's just one line. She's a one-trick fucking pony. Yeah. It's ridiculous. But she makes Nikki Haley look smart.
Oh, that's not hard, though, really, to be fair.
So we're moving towards Scotland. And something very unpleasant happened to poor old Queen Victoria in Scotland. Did it, Steve-o?
It did indeed. A group of activists...
Activists
that miraculously appeared in this brand new campaign. This is rigged. Another one of these campaigns that sprung from nowhere, seemingly.
Yeah. And what happened? They attacked poor old Queen Victoria, the Empress of India.
With porridge.
Yeah, with porridge and jam, and they called her a quite unpleasant name for a female part of the anatomy, Stephen.
They did.
What was that?
Are we allowed... I'm not saying it. Are we allowed to say it?
I'll do one letter. I'll do one letter, you do another one.
Okay.
They called her a
C-U-N-T.
Yeah. And let's watch the video, you know.
We drive back to the Victorian era. Diseases of starvation, such as rickets and scurvy, are on the rise. Freedom begins with breakfast. If you can't understand that, we'll shove it in your face. Food is a human right. And we call it a system of oppression under which we are...
Me being Irish and Al Sweeney here having Irish blood in his veins, well, he's half Irish, and so it's the bottom half because the top half he keeps his wallet in. But, you know, she presided over one of the most brutal... famines, which was propagated by the British. This was genocide. Forget about all this bullshit about genocide in Ukraine. Yeah. What the British did in my country between 1845 and 1850 was a genocide. Millions of people died. Millions fled to the United States. I mean, you know how that ended. But in reality, the Brits, while this famine was going on, she got this big plunge. Queen Victoria has given 2,000 pounds to the Irish... For the famine.
£2,000 of her own money.
Of her own money, yeah, because where did she get the money from? Exactly. From us, from the starving paddies cutting a bit off a potato in a hut, right? Thanks, Jesus, Stephen, it's great now that she's after sending over
£2,000.
Like, how many pounds has she got? Like, she got like 15 palaces.
Yeah.
She was the Empress of India, and she robbed a shit ton of money from India, too. So, this is a completely hollowed out reality about this British charity. They create the famine. And during the famine, this is one of the most cynical elements of it. During the famine, the British exported thousands of tons of food out of Ireland to Britain to feed the British people, which is remarkable. It's a disgusting, 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 twisted narrative about what happened during the famine in our country.
It is indeed.
Well, Steve-o, interestingly, a lot of the money for these clown show, completely useless protests, a can of beans on a statue, pouring some red ink on a... It's a crap, right? But a lot of the money is raised in the United States by these foundations which are funded and, you know, rolled out by these elites like Epstein, Weinstein, all these people. This recurring theme through tonight's show is how these elites are under the lid of every... rotten apple they're everywhere. Where does the money come from and who's funding these guys?
Well, The main funders of these are people like the Getty Oil Foundation and the Rockefeller.
So the Getty the Getty Oil Foundation is funding Just Stop Oil.
Just Stop Oil. Astonishing, really, isn't it? Yeah. And the Rockefeller Institute.
It is almost as ridiculous as the idea that the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, our old pal here, Chewbacca, that Chewie here just happens to be the Secretary of Defense and the man behind flushing billions into Ukraine, is also very intimately linked to who? Raytheon. So, you know, it's a wheel of dysfunction, yeah. Right? Absolutely crazy.
And of course, you'd think all of this money that has been donated by these, you know, they're very generous, very kind, aren't they, these people, kind-hearted people?
All been spent in the States?
No. It's mainly being spent in the United Kingdom and Europe.
Who needs enemies when you've got friends like this, right? The Germans getting spied on by the Americans, the Danes helping the Americans, the Getty Foundation funding Just Stop Oil. You know, that's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, everybody, that's the end of tonight's show. We covered some really interesting topics, and we're going to be back here next week. So don't forget to join us. Take care. Yeah.